is episode number 1968 and a special edition of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 12th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is a busy day here on the big show, and let's get started with our first Who Cares News segment with Morgan.
I don't know if I should do because I save it for really extra special Who Cares things.
Not extra special
today? But it's kind of like a
Okay, what do you got? Okay. What do you got?
All right. Well, it turns out, now some people call it Bennifer Part 2.
I like that.
Bennifer, however,
Part 2.
There was a Bennifer Part 1.
Yeah.
Then there the Bennifer, the, some, a lot of people say Bennifer Part 2 was the other Jennifer. And then now
he
it would
be.
He
didn't deserve her.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't.
He did
deserve
not
her.
Deserve Jennifer Garner.
I'm sorry. She's just the sweetest angel on the face of the earth.
You have such a crush on her.
I
but she's
actually
so cute.
Do. She, how can you not love her?
I mean, what's in
the
her
dimples.
Wallet?
Cuteness. All this
cuteness is in her wallet.
And she's just an angel.
And
my
so
goodness.
Bennifer Part.
Maybe she's horrible in real life. But on the
know.
Surface, she's just an angel.
So Bennifer
ben,
Part
you didn't
three.
Deserve her.
No,
she
didn't.
Drove you through the drive-thru at Jack in the Box on the way to rehab. Come on, man. You weren't even married. She's taking care of you. I'm done. I got that look from both sides. I got that look from both sides. I'm done.
Yeah, because we can't forget Nannygate.
I'm just out of this.
Man. You're fine.
I'm just out of this.
You're fine. You made a good point. Anywho, so Bennifer Part 3 is happening, and it didn't just happen overnight. Some people are saying,
Trey?
Oh my God, oh my God, Part Trey.
Yeah.
Good old Benny. He started emailing J-Lo while she was in the Dominican Republic earlier this year.
Wait a minute.
And
wooing
her with all sorts of compliments.
Oh, no.
Look how nice she looked in the photos of her kissing A-Rod.
Kettle Black.
He was trying to save
Kettle
their engagement.
Black. Kettle Black.
I guess he...
So
yes.
J-Lo made it all out about this whole thing. He's like, well, you know, Alex, he's got this girl on the side, and I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Trust issues. And all the time, she's accepting emails from her former
I
boyfriend.
I know.
OMG.
Her former fiancé.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Yes. I think she said recently that Ben Affleck has always been able to steal her heart with his pen. Because God knows what everything he is writing. Love notes.
I don't know. I'm sure she said pen.
And I don't think A-Rod was good enough for Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I don't.
Even though I think Jennifer Garner can't, Jennifer Lopez can't hold a candle to Jennifer Garner. And we learned that.
Why hasn't Jennifer Garner been swooped up?
I don't know. I think she's.
But do you think she's saving
standards.
Herself for Ben?
No.
You think she's over? She's over Ben.
She had the chance to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't right yet.
No.
When she had the chance.
No.
We're too much history. What's going on with
anyway,
Bennifer Part 3?
Okay, so A-Rod's not pleased.
No.
He was holding out hope.
Yep.
Because they wanted to rekindle.
Yep.
And he was right. But it wasn't him rekindling. It was Ben.
Little did he know.
This is like an episode of The Bachelor. Also, you know, Ben and Jen, they've been pals since they split, so they've been in touch, you know, constantly, sure. I don't know about constantly, but they've been in touch, and, you know, they're spending all this time together, and Ben recently supported Jen with a quote on her Insta cover story, which Alex did not,
bad Alex.
Yeah, pouty, pouting like LeBron James.
I just find it interesting that they didn't wait. You know, the body's not cold, and it's like...
That's true.
It's like they just jumped into it.
Me,
it's like, you know what?
Me.
Don't have time for any
Montana.
Of this. And let's just go to Montana. Nobody will notice. Sure they won't.
Yeah, nobody will notice it as
TMZ
a resort
has
in Montana.
TMZ has stringers around the world.
Well,
you cannot avoid them at all.
The paparazzi's watching her house. Yeah. So when he's dropped off there for a visit, like for a play date, and they pick him up like a mommy, then they see.
Yep.
And to top everything off, Ben's pal, Matt Damon.
Is he jealous?
Well, see, Matt Damon chimed in on the Today Show and said he hopes it's true. Nicki Minaj teased new music with a racy Instagram photo wearing pink Crocs.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of hearts.
And that was it, huh?
That's it.
I don't know why people feel like they got to be naked on
Instagram. I don't know. Why is this?
You know, I mean, it's like, come on.
There is a heart up here and a heart down there and these, like, bejeweled pink Crocs.
Oh, they were bejeweled. Wow.
I think they were pink. At least I saw them as bejeweled.
They were bejeweled. Well, yeah, you can glue stuff to your Crocs, sure. I guess. You can decorate them things.
Decorate.
You can take a Sharpie to them.
Bedazzled
they hold,
in
they hold a Sharpie pretty good.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nicki Minaj, according to Up Rocks,
yep.
Crocs wants to send her a gift basket after her post, as you can imagine, made interest in their products skyrocket.
Did she do it because she was trying to get something out of Crocs, or did she just do it because it's like, I'm Nicki Minaj, I want to pose with a couple of hearts, and I'm just chilling in my pink Crocs?
I don't think she needs to get anything out of anybody, because she can buy whatever she wants. And normally if you're going to do some, like, racy, sexy photo, you have heels on, right? No.
Not anymore. You wear Crocs.
So maybe she's just laying around in her Crocs with nothing else on and grabs a couple of hearts and says, hey, take a picture.
Taking a selfie, y'all.
Yes. I always love these selfies where no one's holding the camera.
Somebody's holding the camera.
I know. So it's not a selfie. It's a picture.
The lighting is perfect. The makeup is perfect.
The hearts were strategically placed.
That's right. The Crocs were shined up. It's taken by somebody else.
So anyway, Nicki's Insta post. The post itself was barely safe for work, but you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the search for pink Crocs shot up over 100%.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. You know, people are into footwear.
now Crocs.
From Satan's.
Oh gosh! Don't get me started.
Sneakers to Nicki Minaj's pink Crocs.
Yeah. As we know. Yeah. Crocs have risen in popularity during the pandemic.
I don't understand it.
When people realized they were comfortable, yet ugly.
They are ugly.
But comfortable.
Ugly. They are ugly.
And pop stars like Post Malone, Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber, they've collaborated with the brand, with the Crocs.
Well, yeah. This is the deal now.
And
they keep
getting more popular.
Sports star with a Nike endorsement, right? You're
kind
a
of the
pop
same.
Star with a Croc endorsement. Not the same. Nike's cool.
Yeah, but
just do it. Crocs. We're ugly.
Hey, but she didn't get paid for the Crocs.
No. Well,
they didn't pay her to advertise.
Not yet. Not yet. We'll see.
Well, the new single, because that's what it was about.
Oh, that's right. She's dropping a new song.
F-R-I-D-A-Y.
Okay. All right.
It's sure to stir up more attention for Crocs.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. And when did they get so expensive? Because I can kind of remember about 10 years ago. They're on sale for $15.
Well, we have a Crocs outlet where I live.
Okay.
And for a while, they were reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And then they shot up in price. Mm. Then they kind of came, I think they've been back down in price because nobody wanted them because it's like, ew.
But
and
they
then the,
didn't.
And then the COVID's hit.
Yeah.
And here we are again. Wendy Williams confirms she's single on her show this week.
Wow. All right.
I know.
Everybody, line up. Wendy Williams is single.
The line forms, well, just stand anywhere. There's not a line.
She's kind of crazy, I think.
I think so.
I think she's kind of crazy. Sometimes.
It's unfortunate for her suitor, though, Mike Esterman.
Yeah?
Who she's been talking to for a while.
Yeah.
And apparently, though, their relationship has cooled down because, well, she can't handle distance.
Oh, they live apart.
It was a long-distance relationship.
Really?
They live 2 hours away from each other.
2 hours is long distance? I thought you were going to say they're on bi-coastal.
That's an L.A. relationship.
I know,
2 hours away.
2 hours?
Come on now.
It's Orange County to Ventura County. What's the big deal?
Well, I guess 2 hours for her is a deal breaker.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. That's how
she lives in New York. So I'm trying to think, 2 hours from New York.
New Jersey?
No, New Jersey's closer than that. I think you get to
Rhode
New
Island?
Jersey in about half an hour. Yeah, Rhode Island, maybe parts of Rhode Island, Delaware. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Long Island's close. I don't take the brown questions. So I don't know anything about geography.
Yeah,
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, anyway. 2 hours is a little far. So high maintenance.
My God. Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh
jeez. Wendy Williams.
Wendy's a little HM.
But you know, bright side, there's a few billionaires that are on the market now.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so Wendy might want to reconsider the distance factor. You know, There's one of them that we're thinking of is a 4-hour flight from New York to Bellevue, Washington.
And his initials are Bill Gates. He's available. He's available.
Now, she did say that although she's single, she wouldn't mind having a boyfriend, and she could even see herself getting married again.
Wow.
But obviously, Mike Esterman didn't fit the bill.
He didn't fit the bill. You know what? If he would have been worth the drive,
If you had sucked it up and moved closer.
Or, yes.
At least, you know, more than an hour.
Maybe he offered to move in and she didn't want him to move in.
Maybe.
Maybe she thought, you know what, buddy? I just can't stand the thought of your socks being on my bedroom floor. I just can't. Okay?
Well, maybe
thank you very much for playing.
Maybe he was way committed to his house wherever he lives, 2 hours away.
Maybe. You know who I'd like to see without socks? It's Halle Berry.
You can look at a picture of her without socks anytime.
I can look at a picture of her without socks or other articles of clothing anytime. Because she's very open and free.
Yes, she is.
She is very open and free.
So is Nicki Minaj.
Well, but this is a different kind of open and free. She's not wearing Crocs. So I think that's the key difference between Halle Berry and Nicki Minaj. No Crocs.
No Crocs.
So no Crocs zone. Okay, I think we can stick this with a fork today. Wow, what celebrity news we've had. And we'll have more tomorrow. You can count on it.
Well, they're coming out in droves.
Exactly.
It's like someone opened the floodgates.
Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day.
Stampede.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
God, I hope so.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.